VWA Mobile, anybody out there?
No.
Whatever, so I guess I'll just back on off here.
Hey, Tom. Say, you're good. One two-letter word there. I didn't think you'd recognize it. This is N0TR. Good afternoon, Steve.
Afternoon on a pretty sunny afternoon.
Went in from gathering, Bernice gathered some cucumbers. I found a couple on. Oh, I went out and checked the birds. No eggs, zero. Goose egg. And, I rode down to the end of the property on the lawn tractor and checked around down there at the other end of my antenna. We've been out to Aldi's and Publix this morning. I think that was about all, wasn't it, Bernice? That was about it. Oh, and I went to Harbor Freight. Of course, they didn't have what I wanted, but that's okay. Just enjoying the day. Sitting there eating some Bing cherries and some cherry plums, and Bernice is making me some cottage cheese and tomatoes.
Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. So, ask Bernice a question for me. Does she use a Louisville Slugger or a tire iron?
Oh, Slugger, definitely, and she slaps me around once a week whether I need it or not.
Classy lady, she's smart.
Well, you lost on that count. She married me, Steve.
You know, everybody's entitled to one or two mistakes, but I think she did all right. Oh, I tell you what, I know I'm batting up above my average when I got my girl.
No comment. You must have got a good one. She's been with you a long time. Well, I was just sitting here looking at the radar and seeing what's developing. Don't see anything really serious yet except way up north Carolina. But nothing here yet. It's not horribly bad if you stay in the shade out there, but out in the sun it's 96 with 55% humidity and a 96-degree wind chill.
Well, fortunately for me, I've been able to go out and make a little bit of money today, being a dirty, rotten capitalist, and, you know, now I got to meet with a manufacturer's rep on my equipment, let him buy me some lunch, so after that, I guess I'll head on back to the house and just go to work.
Like that, as long as they're buying. I heard Dave earlier, but I had a piece of Publix chicken in my mouth at the time. We bought some of their spicy chicken this morning, spicy chicken wings. And boy, they do a consistent, great job on those Publix down there on Wade Hampton. And they're not real, real hot, but they are spicy. And wow. Bernice ate two of them before we even got home, and a little bit of their Chicago French bread, which is another good thing they got.
Are they as hot as Bojo's?
Oh, but I can't really answer that truthfully. They're just mild, and they're just excellent. That's all I can tell you. I only got them one time. It was a little spicy for me, but probably wouldn't bother you, Steve. Heck, my neighbor over here, he puts Texas Pete on them, even after they're hot.
Like me, I tell you what, I even put Texas Pete on my hot dogs and such. But, you know, Publix just does a good job. I mean, even in their food area, they just put out a good product.
Can't say enough about them. This lady, at the counter, she's real busy, and that was no joke. And I asked waiting if we could get some hot wings made, because they didn't have any. And she said, well, it'll be at least 35 minutes. And I said, well, she said, can you wait that long? I said, no, ma'am. I said, I got four screws in my foot that says no. And I said, with heart failure, I don't want to stand here and have that many people passing me, even though I had a mask on and whatnot. And she says, well, you just stand by. I'll get those, be back here in 15 minutes. Boy, she was right on the money, and that was nice of her. And their produce, wow. We've been getting some cherry plums, Steve. Now, I like plums pretty well. But these cherry ones are about as big around as a little bigger than a quarter, I guess, maybe half dollar. Have you ever seen one of them? And they are just so much better than a regular plum. There's no comparison.
So here's Charlie's Barbecue. Down here at Palm Road and 14. And this guy ain't showed up yet. And it's 2:45 and I haven't had lunch. And you turned me up, boy.
Well, I'm sort of just going to have a light one. I had two of them, just one part of the wing earlier, the leg part. And I'm going to eat a couple more here for lunch and have some pork and beans. And, she usually makes a cucumber and tomato salad. I don't even think I'm going to have that today. Just sort of a light lunch, Steve. Not a whole lot. That's right down there. Our kids live south of there. Well, you know where they live, in that happy plantation. But that deli right there is excellent. It's in that mall there on the corner by the Sphinx station.
Deli. They don't serve, they're supposed to be serving boar's head. That's good stuff.
I've been there before, and the people there are exceptionally nice. There's a big tall fella in there named Mike, and he always greets me, and guys, we don't go in there once every 3-4 months, I don't guess. And now we're just not going in there because there's more people. But this time of day, I'd say it'd be excellent.
Four doors down from them right now.
It's a great place. It really is. And all of their sandwiches are just beyond belief good. And then they usually have, you know, chili or soup or something like that. Send zero to you.
3WA. Hey, I just pulled up a little news article here that says that the FCC is opening up 3.45 to 3.55 gigahertz for commercial usage.
3.55 kind of encroaches upon our 80 meter band.
Megahertz. This is gigahertz. And this is going to be up in the microwave area. But no, that's getting up there next. That's all over the military.
Well, Steve, I misunderstood you. I thought you said megahertz the first time. Yeah, that's way up there in the microwave region. That's microwave ovens are like 2.8 or something like that.
About trying to run some 5G networks up there. What they ought to do is just free up the space where the 3G used to be. I mean, they're not supporting that anymore.
I'm talking out of my pay grade. I really couldn't care less about that, but I know I've heard the 5G was up there, but I really don't understand the benefits to us with respect to those frequencies. But you'd have to tell me, Steve.
What it means is that they're starting to pack the bands. In other words, instead of leaving small gaps, you know, like we're not supposed to get within one or two of the edge of our band when we transmit. You know, they try to leave gaps between the bands, and up there on the gigahertz, I know that's extremely accurate up there, but I mean, 3.4 to 3.5 for this usage, and at 3.5 and above, they're using military. I mean, they're just rubbing them right up and against each other with no gapping.
Yeah, all the bandwidths are getting saturated. Well, on HF, when you're talking lower sideband, you're actually encroaching into the European region. If you go below, the 3.5, you're supposed to not get too close to that, and you're supposed to stay above it. And same way with VHF, you're supposed to keep, I think, 15 KC if you're talking on simplex. I mean, don't quote me on that. It's been too many years, and I don't use simplex anyways.
Yeah, I think you're right. It's either 15 or 3 kilohertz, 1.5 kilohertz or 3 kilohertz above the bottom border and below the top border.
Yeah, you've been educated recently, and I have not. It's been 26 years ago. But I've practiced good practices all my life and tried to stay there. But I got to tell you, there's people, especially during those contests and that they infringe upon those rights on the HF all the time. I've heard that. I've been called down for it when I first started out, when I was up in Kansas many years ago. I got too close to the band edge, and some old-timer, a band cop, caught me, and deservingly so. It wasn't like the band cops on the contest, put it that way. I don't have any use for them unless they're authorized by the group they're with.
KN4VWA. Well, let me just tell you something, bud. There's a group on there on 80 meter late in the evening. Buddy, let me tell you what, that's the most foul-mouthed bunch of people I ever seen. I don't know why the FCC hasn't done anything to them. And there's one guy on there with a big, huge amp. He's got to be upwards in the... He's got to be upwards in the 5K watt range. And I mean, he says, I own this frequency, this kind of stuff. I just don't understand why they don't do something about them.
Well, a few years ago, they just actually cut down the enforcement division and made it even tougher. But you'd think with today's technology, they could nail them. And most of them, they use their own call signs. Now, I don't get involved with people like that. I stay away from those frequencies. But, guys, there was one up there on 14300. That went on for years, and it was exactly like you described. And it finally cost him a great deal. But he played music on there to interfere, and he was profane and all of that. And I just never could figure why they didn't nail that guy, because he was on there every day. But they finally got him and took his equipment. And I don't remember if they got his house or not, but you do that so long, your luck will run out.
Yeah, I hope so. But in the meantime, I just try to muddle along. And you know, I make mistakes occasionally. I was after a station. I mean, I was scanning through on 20 meter, and I was trying to scan down through there, and I didn't even look. I didn't realize I'd crossed over into extra territory. And I mean, I hadn't crossed. I think I was down at 14220, and I went ahead and called the guy, and I tried to make contact, and I gave him a call sign. He looked me up and said, "Son, you're a general. You need to get off of this frequency." And I mean, he let me have it.
You know what? He's not in enforcement, and if they're courteous in that, I can accept that. But if they're that way, What you sow, so shall you reap. Put it that way, Steve.
Well, when he told me that, I looked over at my frequency readout, and I went back to him, and I said, oh, shoot, didn't realize I scanned down that far. I'm five over. Excuse me. And I just ghosted him from there.
Well, on my Kenwoods all my life, now I haven't had that many. I had a Kenwood TS-140 for 19 years and no amplifier. And I set up band limits. And if you're running through just as fast as you want with your VFO, when it gets to that band limit, it just reverts back to the other end of it and starts back up. It's a real nice thing to set into your HF rig. And I would say, I think you've got ICOMs, and I would say that it's available there.
Well, I've got that new Yaesu 991A, and I've got all that programmed in on mine, and what it does is if I trip over the edge, I can key up, I can listen, I can do anything I want, it just won't transmit.
Well, how did you get into the extra class then?
706 Mark 2G, an antique.
I see. Yeah, I know what those are. A lot of guys run those mobiles in the old days. But I never did see any use in running HF mobile. Although I've talked to some that were really interesting late at night when I lived up in Kansas. Talked to a guy in a semi-truck running a knee key, if you know what that is. CW key on his knee. Talked to another guy in a van. And I know if you set it up right, you can do it where you don't take your eyes off the road and you're good enough to copy without, copying your head. Bill could do that, but there's very few in this world that can. But I talked to a few of them on CW while they were driving down the road.
I'll never do that. I might use a little 2 meter, but I'll never be scanning the band while I'm riding down the road. I'll pull over to scan a band or something or other on HF. Well, listen, my guy just texted me and said he's here. So let me jump out and run on in there. Listen, KB4CBA and W4NGU and I are kind of starting us a little breakfast club on this repeater in the mornings. We were on there this morning. Won't you get up in the morning? Jump in there with us. 7:30 to about 8:15.
That's for you working class. Yeah, we get up that early. I just haven't been on the radio, but thank you for the invite. Those are some good folks. Steve, you have a good day. Enjoy your lunch, and that's what I'm going to do here momentarily. I started to call you Dave there with his call sign. KN4VWA is in 0TR73.
Roger, 73, N4. I get it straight in a minute. KN4VWA, I'm clear, bud. Thank you.